Welcome, Easy Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. And it's a pleasure to be with you. And I just want to send everybody out a big hug from me today. I'm just in such a great mood. Right outside the window where I'm broadcasting from is a beautiful Choya cactus. It's about 4 feet tall and about 3 feet wide. And right in the middle of it is a nest, a beautiful nest. And there's a mother and a father bird, and they are feeding a little baby bird. And it is so beautiful to watch. Anyway, this is the time of the year when the desert is blooming, and so it's just absolutely gorgeous here. And in about 1 month, it will be very, very hot. So anyway, I would like to let you know that this hour I have with me the amazing Judy Barrett, editor, publisher, and expert on gardening. I'm extremely excited to have her as my guest. Before I ask you to join me, though, I would like to make sure that you all get a copy of our new Arbico Organics Early Summer Catalog. It just is hot off the press, and if you go online, you can request one, or you can give us a call. Also, it's full of top-of-the-line natural products for your organic home, garden, farm, horse and livestock, and pet needs. And if you're already a customer, you're going to be receiving one of them automatically in the mail. And if you'd like to receive a copy and you're not a customer, that's our Grow Organic Early Summer Catalog. You just go online, as I mentioned, to www.arbico, A-R-B-I-C-O hyphen organics with an S. That's A-R-B-I-C-O dash organics.com. Or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS. 800-SOS-BUGS. Nobody forgets that one. And one of our specialists will be glad to take your order. By the way, there is an online e-catalog version in case you just wanted to take a look at it that way. And on the back, there's a free $10 off coupon that you can use for your next purchase. So be sure you get one. And our lines are going to be open during the show. And if you'd like to ask a question from Judy or myself, please feel free to give us a call at 877-300-7645. That's 877-300-7645. And if you're listening to a rebroadcast, you can always send me a question at drbuglady@arbico.com. That's drbuglady@arbico.com. drbuglady@arbico.com. You can always, as said before, give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS as well. And if you get onto Facebook, be sure to check out the Arbico Organics Facebook page. I love it when you like us. And you can also follow me directly at drbuglady on Twitter. Now I'm going to tell you about my amazing guest. Judy Barrett was the founding editor and publisher of Homegrown, Good Sense Organic Living for Texas, which was published for 12 years as a magazine and is currently available online. She was previously the editor of The New Garden Journal and one of the hosts of the public television series The New Garden. Judy is the author of several gardening books, including Tomatillos, A Gardener's Dream, A Cook's Delight, and How to Become an Organic Gardener in 7 Easy Steps. Her book, What Can I Do with My Heirloom Plants? What Can I Do to Make My Heirloom Plants So Great, was published by Texas A&M Press in 2010. She also has another book, What Can I Do with My Herbs? And she also has recipes from and for the garden. Her newest book, Yes, You Could Grow Roses, just came out in 2013, and she's currently working on a book about growing food. She's a regular columnist for the Austin American Statesman and is an occasional columnist on Gardening for Edible Austin, Acres USA, which I love, and the Harris Old Farmer's Almanac. She writes a blog on gardening at www.homegrowntexas.com, as well as a monthly newsletter, Homegrown, Good Sense, Organic Gardening, available at that website. Judy likes to speak to groups about gardening across the South and Southwest regions, including garden clubs, events, and nurseries, herb societies, master gardener, and expert gardener trainee. So if you have any questions about gardening, she's the person to ask, and I hope you will give us a call during this show. And Judy is from, grew up in Texas, holds her BA and MA degrees in English from the University of Texas at Austin, and has edited books on a variety of topics, including gardening, business, medicine, and others. And now I would like to ask Judy Barrett to join me. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to be here.
My goodness. I apologize for the time, the confusion about the times. I wrote that email to you late yesterday after a long day, and I thought, my goodness, I've got it all confused. So I'm glad that we got our times right.
No problem.
So I am just amazed at all that you've accomplished, and my goodness, when do you have time to garden yourself with all the books that you're writing and television and, you know, all speaking and whatnot? Tell us a little bit about your garden.
Well, I have I live in town, in a small town, and I just have a regular city lot. I have roses all around the garden because I'm really crazy about roses. And then I have a vegetable garden in the backyard, which is three raised beds, and I'm able to grow lots of great stuff.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you know, it's easy to do if you use organic methods, and it's fun, and I have grandchildren who help me a little bit, and my husband's an excellent harvester, but that's his main interest in the garden. So
I understand. My husband gets the gardening bug, and then he sort of backs off for a while. So it's he also is a harvester as well. So and of course he likes to eat from the garden. So
well, sure,
of course. Anyway, let's talk about these amazing books that you've written and you know where the inspiration came from them for your herb book. Let's talk about that because herbs are, you know, they are the spice of life. I love going out to I actually have a container garden and a larger garden and a little greenhouse as well. But right outside my kitchen, I have containers, and I keep a lot of herbs right there just to go grab them and put them in whatever I'm cooking at the moment. So the book, What Can I Do With My Herbs? Tell us a little bit about your inspiration for that.
Well, we had a little nursery for a while, and we sold a lot of herbs. And I had the experience of people buying herbs and then coming back in a few weeks in a mild state of alarm because their herbs were doing so well. And they felt like they had to do something with them and didn't know what to do. And so I got the question a lot, what do I do with them? What do I do? And so that was what led to a column in Homegrown called What to Do with My Basil or What to Do with My Peppermint or What to Do with My This. And then it eventually just grew into a book. And it's still, you know, it's the first one I did, and it's still the most popular because I think people feel some sort of obligation to do something with their herbs once they grow them. So that's where it came from. It was just hearing the question over and over again and thinking, well, somebody needs to answer that question.
Well, and there's so many different herbs. I mean, you know, most people, the basics are, you know, basil, thyme, rosemary. A lot of people do dill and peppermint. But there's so many of them out there. I mean, the book, What Can I Do With My Herbs? I mean, you have like 40 herbs that you talk about, ranging from artemisia to vetiver grass. And I just think it's a spectacular book because it really opens the door for a lot more creativity. People just don't realize all the great things that are out there and how delicious they are.
Well, and a lot of people think that if you have herbs, the only thing you can do with them is cook. And a lot of people are not that wild about doing a lot of cooking. So I try to come up with a lot of different things that people can do with them. Herbs are great garden plants. Even if you don't do anything else with them, they're great companion plants.
They are, and I'm going to have to take it. I'm sorry. We're going to take a quick break, Judy. We're coming right back, those of you who are listening. My fault. I forgot that I got too excited. So we're coming right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is the amazing Judy Barrett, author, publisher, and gardener, and You just sound like such a lovely person. Judy, I apologize. I'm supposed to watch the clock and gently let you know when we're getting off the air. And, of course, I was so excited to hear what you were talking about. I forgot about the clock. So You're still there. Thank you. Herbs. We're talking about herbs, and you were saying, you know, along with cooking them and eating them, what are some other uses for them? And we sort of got cut off there, so let's finish that thought, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, the original use of herbs, of course, was as medicine, and there's still wonderful ways you can use herbs to help you feel better. There are herbs that are great companion plants for your other things in the garden. They're very attractive to beneficial insects. They are not very attractive to pest insects. So, you know, they're good landscape plants. People don't always think of herbs. They think, well, if you have herbs, you have to have an herb garden. But that's just not true. You can have a garden with herbs all over the place. So, you know, they're fun plants. You can use them to decorate. You can do crafts with them if you're a crafty kind of person. They're just real multitaskers.
What are some of the favorite herbs that you like to grow?
Well, I always grow, you know, the standards, chives and basil and mint and oregano. I also grow mullein, which is an herb that's been used for a long time in medicines and in witchcraft. And it's a great looking herb. It has great big cushiony leaves. It was used back in the days of the Crusades. Soldiers would stuff it in their shoes when they were marching across the country. So it has a lot of neat history. And that's another thing. If you're a history buff, herbs are definitely the plant for you because they have so much. They've been around so long, and they have wonderful stories that go with them as well. So I grow lots of herbs, but I just grow them all over. I don't have an herb garden. I just have herbs in my garden, in the vegetables, around the roses, everywhere.
I love that, that you do that, because you're absolutely correct. They make great companion plants. They're great insectary plants. They're beautiful, you know. You just sort of let them go wild, and you can use them, as you say, for medicine. Mullein, you find that in cough medicine, and slippery elm. And so I'm excited about this great book that you've got, What Can I Do With My Herbs? Let's talk a little bit about heirlooms. I know that's something that you're very interested in, and you have a book called What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great. So let's hear a little bit about that.
Okay, well, heirlooms are old. That's just pretty much it. They're old plants that have been around a long time, and they've been around long enough that they've been tested. And so you can be pretty sure if they're still around that they're tough and they're easy to grow and they're beautiful and they're tasty, depending on whether they're vegetables or fruits or shrubs or whatever. You know, and there's a lot of genetic information in those old plants that it's a shame to lose. And the problem is that we are losing it because these plants are not ones that the big seed companies can make a lot of money off of. And so they fall by the wayside, and it's sort of left the home gardeners to keep them going. And and it's fun to do that. It's fun to save the seeds, and, you know, the more you grow them, the better adapted they get to your garden. So, and they're interesting. I always like to have at least one peculiar thing in my garden, and heirlooms have lots of different shapes and sizes and colors, and are fun to see.
What heirlooms do you have in your garden? I'm curious.
Well, right now I have an heirloom melon, the Israeli melon, which is an old cantaloupe-type plant, musk melon. I have an old cucumber the Armenian cucumber. I've grown the lemon cucumber lots of times. I always have heirloom tomatoes because I really think they have so much more flavor than the hybrid varieties. And so I've got several different heirloom tomatoes in the garden right now. And, you know, it just depends on what I find and what's out there. I try to have something different and keep it going and save the seeds and share them with my fellow gardeners. And
you know, I'm a big believer in heirloom plants. I absolutely, that's what we plant in our garden. And I love the flavor and the taste, and as you say, the colors. I mean, particularly tomatoes, my goodness, they come in every kind of shape and size and color. And of course, it just always tastes so much better when it comes from your garden. And let's just talk a little bit about, I know we've talked about it on the show before, but the difference between hybrids and heirlooms.
Well, hybrids are plants that have to have intervention for every generation. Somebody has to go in and manipulate the plant to make the hybrid seeds every year so that you cannot save a hybrid plant seed from year to year and end up with the same thing. Heirlooms, you can. If you have a seed for a Cherokee purple tomato, for example, it's going to be a Cherokee purple tomato forever. If you plant it this year and save the seeds, plant it again next year, you'll have a Cherokee purple. If you have a hybrid tomato, save the seeds and plant them, there's just no telling what you might get because it will be something different unless the lab goes in and manipulates the seed to make the hybrid. Also, the hybrids are developed for big growers. They're developed for commercial growers. And so the commercial growers have different interests than home gardeners do. They're not as interested in flavor, for example, as they are the ability to ship them 1,000 miles across the country. and they want to be able to harvest them with a machine and just different things. They want different things than we home gardeners want. Flavor is always at the top of my list. And so that's why I think that heirlooms are so popular and growing in popularity because people really want that homegrown taste.
That's really what it's all about, that homegrown taste. And the flavor is just, oh, I just can't get enough of what comes out of my garden. And, the heirlooms, they're so beautiful, too. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking some more with Judy Barrett. And we are also going to let you know that if you have a question, you can give us a call. The number to call is 877-300-7645, 877-300-7645. We're going to be gone for just a quick break. We're coming right back.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, and with me is the lovely Judy Barrett, author of all kinds of amazing books. She publishes, she's been on television, and she has a wonderful website, homegrowntexas.com. That's www.homegrowntexas.com. And there you will find her blog, her books, there's a monthly newsletter, and of course her blog. So welcome back, Judy. And we have a lot to cover here, so I know that another one of your passions, as you mentioned, was growing roses. And I love roses. I have a rose bush in my backyard that is more like a rose tree. It's over, it's about 30 years old or more. And this, what has happened to it is the original mother stock has grown out of it. It's actually a rose that has great big yellow flowers on it. And then you can see from there came the, what it was actually grafted with, which is what I guess what original roses look like. They're not great big huge. It's sort of this little red, deep red, almost flattened flower, and it definitely is a rose. So it's quite interesting. Anyway, I'd like to hear all about roses, and they are easy to grow. And let's dispel some of those myths and misconceptions that the gardeners have about them.
Well, yeah, again, like herbs, there are a lot of misconceptions out there, and one is that herbs are I mean, that roses are hard to grow, that you have to spray them all the time, that you have to use all kinds of toxic chemicals. And it's just the trick is picking the right rose in the first place and putting it in the right place. And I'm especially fond of antique roses, the old garden roses. They are so easy to grow, and they are so adaptable to different kinds of soils and different kinds of climates. You have to pick one that it will be happy in your climate, of course. Some of them like heat, some of them like cold. But once you get that rose in the ground, it will be just as hardy and easy as any native plant, because they, again, they have been around long enough that they can take it. We found a lot of the old roses grow when they became interesting again, growing in cemeteries. And I always say, if dead people can grow those roses, you can too.
I love it.
So, you know, it's just so easy and so rewarding. And it's best if you can grow them on their own roots, so you don't have that rootstock issue popping up. And if they grow on their own roots, they'll be a little hardier, because the place where the graft occurs is an easy place for disease and insects to get into the trunk. But the old roses, and the roses that have been designed to mimic the old roses, and there are several of those around now, are really wonderful, and they bloom repeatedly, and they are drought tolerant. I know that's an issue there, and it's certainly an issue in Texas. They just keep going.
They sure do. I have a question about my own roses, and what I find is that they bloom and then they kind of stop blooming. And I get about two blooms a year, kind of early spring. You know, when it gets hot, they just stop blooming altogether. Any ideas on why that happens?
Well, a lot of that, again, is a function of the rose you have. Some bloom more than others. Mm. You know, some only bloom in the spring, but a lot will rebloom, and it depends on what rose you have and what the conditions are. If it's really hot, they will kind of go into hibernation for a while. And if you get some rain, they'll jump back out again. And if you feed them, it will help. You know, I feed everything an all-purpose organic mix, and including roses and food and everything in the yard, because I just want to do it all at once. And so I give them all a little foliar feeding every month or so, and that seems to be enough to keep them going.
Well, this is good advice for sure. What were you going to say?
If you're buying a rose that you haven't had before, be sure you ask, you know, how often is this going to bloom? And that will help you pick one that's a big bloomer.
There you go. I inherited the ones I have, and I enjoy them immensely. My husband goes out and cuts them and brings them in and puts them in a little vase for me, and it's really sweet. And there's you always have the nice aroma of the flowers. So
sure.
And then what I do is I let them, when they dry, you know, when they start to get old, I let them dry, and I put them in a little bowl, and you can still, you know, it's like, it works sort of like a sachet, if you will.
Sure.
You know, and it's pretty.
Yeah.
So, the thing about roses, I mean, more than anything, they're just beautiful to look at. They're so gorgeous. This idea of feeding, something we talk about on the show a lot, that you do need to fertilize, it does take a little bit of effort. And as you say, once a month, adding multi-purpose fertilizer to everything is a great idea. Just keeps everything healthy and productive. Let's talk a little bit now about, organic gardening. I know this is something that's dear to your heart, and And, of course, this is the Easy Organic Gardening Show. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, why would we want to grow organic? I mean, we talk about this a lot, but a lot of people think it's more expensive. What's your opinion?
Oh, my opinion is it's greatly less expensive. You know, you can do it for free or anything above that. If you don't want to spend a cent, you can use organic methods. You can make your own compost. You can do that sort of thing. If you want to spend a little bit, you can buy some soil amendments or buy some compost. You know, everything is your choice with growing organic. You can spend a lot, spend a little. It's up to you. And it's easier. I mean, most of us do not garden to keep from starving to death. And so the reason we garden is because it's fun. It's enjoyable. It tastes good. Why on earth would you want to put scary, toxic things on the things in your garden that you're growing for fun? I don't even think there is an alternative anymore.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And, you know, I mean, what we talked about before, I mean, organic gardening, you know, the fruits of the labor are so delicious. And as you say, there's more to an organic gardener than just reaping the harvest. There's also just the connection with being out of doors and just the love of working with the dirt and hanging with the plants. Those are great things. Make you feel good.
That's true. It is true. And, you know, it's a good thing to do with kids. If you have kids or grandkids, it's a great thing to do to keep yourself healthy, to get out and breathe the fresh air. And there's a reason it's the number one pastime, because it's a fun thing to do, and there's really no reason to mess it up with chemicals.
Absolutely. Well, we've been talking about this for many years. I mean, when I got started in our business offering alternatives, boy, oh boy, people were very surprised. And here we are almost 30 years later, and, you know, people are using beneficial insects and organic fertilizers and amendments. So we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be joining Judy to talk some more about some of her books. And if you have a question for Judy or myself, you are certainly welcome to give us a call at 877-300-7645.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
The Victory Seed Company is a family-owned, farm-based organization working to keep rare, open-pollinated heirloom seeds available for your home garden with no unstable hybrids or GMO seeds sold. Learn about their mission at victoryseeds.com. And for a limited time, enter Victory at checkout to receive a free garden planning tool on orders over $10. Grow your Victory garden with Victory brand seeds. victoryseeds.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and with me is the amazing Judy Barrett, who has just authored some amazing books. They are available on her website, and I'm going to give you that website again, www.homegrowntexas.com. And the books are Tomatillos, A Gardener's Dream, A Cook's Delight, and How to Become an Organic Gardener in 7 Steps, What Can I Do with My Herbs, What Makes Heirloom Plants So Great, and Recipes from and for the Garden. And now her newest book, which is Yes, You Can Grow Roses. Yay. Anyway, welcome back, Judy. And we have a caller, so I'm going to invite our caller to join us. And I'm going to ask Frank from West Virginia to join us on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Frank. How are you doing today?
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Judy.
Hi.
I have two questions, and I guess it is related to roses because I have a rose problem. Our neighbor had a rose problem, used to use a tractor to mow our field and hasn't for several years. Unfortunately, I haven't had equipment necessary and wanted to keep it organic. Well, short of it is, with time constraints, I have a rose issue, multiflora, wild roses, the kind your listeners probably don't want to plant. Have spread very quickly and densely. So, I'd like to do it as organic as possible, but without tractor. Acquired a was weed eater, swip of blade, those brush ones, and then I was thinking of maybe painting it with some type of herbicide. But after getting rid of that, I'd like to plant an orchard. Second part of my question. Is I'm looking for garlic. I hear garlic and marigold really repel deer well because the little trees I planted, deer really devastated them last year. Got 200 feet of fence I'm going to put around them and all that kind of stuff. So I'm looking for, source of getting large quantities or maybe there's a search I should put in of how to buy garlic by the pound. I mean, large quantities for an orchard to put around the base. not just, you know, a few packets here and there for a garden. And I was wondering.
Okay, well, I don't know about getting rid of your roses with herbicide. I think maybe you could begin by spraying them with a really strong vinegar. I don't know. Sherry may have a better idea. As for the garlic, in my part of the world, garlic will not repel deer. And you would get better luck with plants like rosemary or lavender or an herb called lemon marigold that the deer don't like. Garlic is a great companion plant for fruit trees, and it will help repel insects of many kinds, but I wouldn't count on it to keep the deer out. What do you think, Sherry?
I think I would have to agree with you. We have a whole section, critter environment control, if you will, Frank, in our catalog and online. And we have a variety of products, none of which have garlic in them, because it doesn't seem to repel for any period of time. In other words, you know, I imagine when you take it in a liquid form and you spray it, it certainly will have some sort of initial reaction, you know, to deer. However, it's mainly the staying power that I don't think is what makes it work so well. Rosemary is wonderful for deterring deer. That is I find that works very well. There are products that you can purchase, as I mentioned, that we carry. Some of them that are made with hot pepper that you actually spray on the plants. There are some that are made with putrefied egg. Some that actually have blood in them, so that it's something that is higher up on the food chain, such as, in this case, it would be a pig's blood. And so there are quite a few of those repellents that use hot peppers, some of them that use rosemary as an extract. There's a whole section there. I'd like to know more about the deer situation. Because it seems like, I mean, they're definitely a pest, and they can cause a lot of destruction and, you know, very upsetting. As far as the roses are concerned, I understand, you know, I mean, they're wild blackberries that, you know, form these very thick masses, and they have thorns on them, and, you know, that can be very problematical. For one person, it looks like, oh, the most beautiful thing ever, and another person, it's like really in their way. So, and, you know, wild roses, they are very fragrant, but they can, they do have small thorns, and they do form dense thickets that can crowd out other plants, and so sometimes they just take over walkways or other areas. What we would recommend is that you just get out there and you cut. If you really want to get rid of them, you cut the above-ground portion of each of those wild roses back to a few inches above the ground level, so you can remove the bulk of the thorny stems, and makes it easier for you to dig in the area. And then you water the soil, and, you know, in other words, you want the water to really penetrate deeply into the soil, and then you can actually pull them out by the roots. And then you want to make sure that you just, you know, destroy or dispose of the wild material so that you're not spreading any diseases or pests, which is kind of important. Now, we do have wonderful herbicides that are completely natural. Some of them, as Judy was mentioning, have vinegar. Some of them use essential oils, and they're used by organic growers that are certified, and they work, as far as I can tell, every bit as well as, glyphosate, things like Roundup. I wouldn't go near those products. I don't think they're safe. It doesn't take much to go online to see, what you know, the effects are on people in particular. So I hope it's been helpful. Does that help you at all?
Yes, it's basically cut down, watered heavily so the soil's soft enough to dig out the roots as best as possible. So I have seen a tool or two online where they're made for that purpose, and hand tools. It's gotten to the point where it's pretty serious. So I will. I think that sounds like a good idea, and I'll be probably spending a good part of my. I'll get my planting area done first, and then the rest of the season or so work on the rest of the field. And that sounds like a good way to do it, because I really don't like the chemicals.
No, you don't. You really don't want to do anything like that. And I think that the wonderful thing is the natural herbicides work very well. They're, you know, you want to cut it back as much as possible. And like I said, just I would compost everything, you know, so that you're still adding to your compost. It's not a complete loss and a complete waste. So thank you so much for calling, Frank. I really appreciate it. And call back anytime. We look forward to hearing from you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you. Judy, we've got about a minute left. It goes so fast on the show. What is your advice for gardeners that, you know, what are your words of wisdom and advice before we say goodbye?
Well, I guess my main interest is that people enjoy the process. I mean, gardening can be so much fun, and sometimes we take it way too seriously. So I think we should get out and dig around and plant some good food and have a good time and not worry so much about it all.
That's what it's really all about. It's about the experience. And not about the end, but the whole experience from start to finish, as you said. And I really want to thank you so much for joining me. You have so much to talk about, and your books are amazing. We didn't even get to talk about the Tomatillo book, so we'll have to have you come back and talk. We'll just talk about Tomatillos.
Okay, that'd be great. It
All right.
Fun. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are listening, thank you so much. We really appreciate that. And we'll have another amazing guest next Sunday, so be sure you tune in to the Easy Organic Gardener at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. Make it an easy organic gardening week.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.